Well, good morning, everyone. So when you are children, if you're children right now, or you have been children at one point, when you are children, you have to learn what it means to be a good friend. So if someone comes over for a play date and you don't let them play with any of your toys, chances are they are not going to want to come back. And it's the same with you. If you go over to someone's house and they don't let you play with any of their stuff, you're not going to want to go back either. We learn to share. We learn that we need to share our stuff with our friends. And we learn to be kind to our friends because we certainly don't want to be friends with someone who is mean to us. And so if we're mean to somebody else, they're not going to want to be our friend either. We learn to be kind and generous with our friends. And we also learn to encourage our friends when they are sad. We learn that to be a good friend, we have to think about what we want in a friend. We want someone to encourage us and to help us when we need help, to be kind to us and to share their stuff with us. And so we have to do that too. Well, the Bible talks a lot about friendship, and the Bible talks about being kind and generous and helpful, and Jesus taught us how to be a good friend, because Jesus, as Paul talks about in Philippians, Jesus was the Son of God, and so when he came to earth, he could have told everybody, you have to follow me because I'm the Son of God. He could have made everybody bow down to him and do everything for him, but that is not what Jesus did. Instead, Jesus was kind and helpful and generous to his friends. Jesus even served his friends. He washed their stinky feet. Jesus was there for them, and he showed them what it meant to treat others with respect and kindness. And Jesus told the disciples that he was their friend, and he tells us that he is our friend too. And so, if we want to be a good friend, all we have to do is to look to Jesus's example. And Paul reminds us in Philippians to look to Jesus in all of our relationships. So how do you be a good friend? You treat others with kindness and respect. You are generous and you offer help when others need it. You encourage when others are sad. And then hopefully, others will be just as good of a friend to you as you are to them. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for showing us how to be a good friend. Help us to follow Jesus's example and to be a good friend to others. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.